Good morning.
Good morning.
My name's Neil Schulte. I am Secretary of the Board of Trustees, and I'm up here this morning because I drew the shark straw. First of all, I want to introduce the board. We've just been on duty since February, there's not a whole lot to report, but Elizabeth Ockenfuss is the president. She's not here today. Sarah Carr Jordan is the vice president. Wayne Zimmerman is the treasurer, and I'm secretary. And the first thing I'd like to do is thank everybody for contributing to the church, either financially, volunteering, or both. It's you that really makes this community such a loving and caring community. And I know all of us that have been here for any period of time really feel that. So thank you for all that. I'm not sure if all of you understand what the board's responsibilities are, but most of it's about maintenance and good stewardship of finances. And so along that line, some of the things that we've been doing, by the way, we had decided last year that we have the annual meeting in February. We usually have a town hall in July. So in order to keep everybody informed of what's going on, we decided we'd have somebody from the board speak in April and October. So that's why I'm up here. Some of the things that we've been doing, we've been working, Elizabeth has been doing a lot of this to find a way to lower our insurance costs. Everybody has that same problem. Insurance has gone up. Our main thing is our deductible went up from $1,000 to $10,000. So if we had anything extenuating happen, that would be a real big hit for our church. So we're looking at ways possibly to do that. Most people don't want to insure churches for some reason. So we're also looking at ways to reach out to the community, let people know that we're here, hopefully draw more people in, make ourselves available. Elizabeth and Marion, Charlene, and Jackie Compton are heading our fundraiser committee this year, and they have met several times and come up with some ideas to have a multiple stream of income. For example, things ongoing like the selling of the cards, some more medium stuff, like maybe we used to have soup and salad Sundays like once a quarter for like a medium source, and then one big one for the year like we had at the jazz concert last year, which we did bring in about $3,000 on that. They asked me to remind people they're always looking for volunteers, and even more so than volunteers, they're looking for ideas. So if you have any ideas on possible fundraising activities, just let them know. Also, as far as maintenance goes, in the past, we've contracted out large maintenance projects. The smaller ones have been handled by Wayne. Alan McKinney, who I'm not sure, he used to be a member of the church, he may still be a member. He doesn't come very much anymore, moved to Illinois. But he does come and cut our grass, and he does some small maintenance projects around here. Dennis Deshaun, who's not here today, he has picked up a lot of it, and we feel like we're overburdening him with things. So it looks like we're going to have to start contracting out or finding more ways of having some improvements done around the church. So that's going to be an additional thing, and so what we're asking also, if anybody knows of any kind of maintenance man, handyman, who they can think they can rely on and are reasonable, if you would let probably Wayne know, because we're going to need to be doing more of that. Refreshments, looking for more people to participate to bring refreshments after service down in the fellowship hall. We're always looking for people to add to that. There's a list down there if you wish to sign up. We also encourage people to participate in the many classes and educational opportunities that we have here. I don't know if you all remember Brenda Reed. She and I communicated this week, and she's now joined Unity of the Hills down like in Branson. And she says it's wonderful, but she goes, they don't have the educational opportunities that we have here. So, you know, think about that. There's a lot of things to be learned. They can be very good experiences, sharing. Or if you want to come sit, you can come sit and listen to everybody else. So just a plug for that. Also, suggestions. Vernetta and I were talking this morning. We do have a suggestion box downstairs. I'm not sure everybody knows that, but she and I also decided that maybe we need to put one up here. So if you have any suggestions for the board, feel free to use those suggestion boxes and pop one in there, and hopefully we'll remember to look at it. So that's about it. The only thing is I kind of like to finish with a little story. I'm sure all of you know who the Virgin Mary is, all right? We don't talk about her a lot in Unity, but if you were as Catholic like I do, you definitely know who the Virgin Mary is. If you're familiar with her, this story will probably kind of bring in ideas. St. Peter and Mary were up in heaven, and they were having a little discussion. And Peter says to her, "Mary, I'm going to go down to earth this year." And he goes, "I'm going to visit all the shrines, all the churches, and all that, and see the different ways that they're honoring the saints and you." And so Peter leaves, he goes down, comes back, and he says, "Wow, attendance at those places is unbelievable." But he said, "Your shrines are really attended." He goes, "Massive crowds. Can't believe it." And he said, "I got a question though." He said, "Why is it that you're never smiling? You never look like you have a look on your face that you're happy, that things are going well, anything like that." And she kind of goes, "I don't really want to say." And Peter goes, "You can tell me." He goes, "Everybody has, you know, deeper secrets they have told me in order to get to heaven." So he goes, "Feel free." And she goes, "Well, okay, I really wanted a girl."
Jackie's book study, Understanding Your Soul, which has already began. It's taking place from 6 to 7:30 on Wednesdays, ongoing. So now let us join together in our Unity Affirmation, which is said around the world at Unity Centers. Together?
There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life. God the good, omnipotent.
Now let's take just a moment to think about the child in us, the children we love, children all over the world, and just get some energy going, some really good loving energy we want to send to them. And together we would like to say this affirmation. Together,
children of God, we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you.
Okay, all right. My second song is the wonderful song, You Raise Me Up. Thinking of today's topic, I thought that would be perfect.
Thank you.
when I am down and oh my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burden be, then I am still and wait there in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. Sing with me if you want. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to sometimes I think I glimpse eternity. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Living in the light after the resurrection That's something that's essential to our spiritual growth, our spiritual awakening. You know, Jesus Christ went through that experience, and he went through it to give us a beautiful gift, and that gift is the gift of life. That gift is the gift of assurance that death is not a finality. You know, his reappearances that he made after the resurrection, they weren't just moments to reassure us. They were powerful demonstrations of love, truth, of transformation. You know, we go through a transformation when we lift our thoughts up to that high frequency of the Christ that is within all of us. Not some of us, that Christ is in all of us. Sometimes that light is shining a little dimly, and sometimes it's a blaze in the people you meet. But the Christ wanted us to carry on, to pick up the torch, the blaze, and go forth. Go forth just as the apostles did when they saw him after the resurrection. So, in Matthew 28, 16 to 20, I want to read that to you. Then the 11 went away into Galilee and into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All power given to me in heaven and in earth. Go you, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost," the Pope, which is the Holy Spirit, "teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo," and this is an important thing for us to remember, "and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Now, when we hear that, we're to go forth. That's what we're being, I'll say, challenged, because of our human selves, that's hard to grasp that concept of going forth and lifting up other people's consciousness, isn't it? But I want to break this down metaphysically a little bit. Galilee, where the 11 went, remember, Judas was not with them at that point. Galilee is metaphysically, that's going beyond the words, metaphysically, Galilee is energy of life. Energy of life. And whenever you read mountain or high place in the Bible, that's that high state of consciousness. We believe that these powers are within us. The 12 powers is represented by the disciples or the apostles. So you have these thoughts going and being elevated. And that's what occurs in you and I, that elevation. That's what this scripture is representing. And it says that, "Go ye therefore and teach." You know, the truth you learn, you don't hold it in, you don't keep it to yourself. When you learn that God is spirit and love and omnipotence. When you learn that each one of us, it was created in the image and likeness of all that goodness that is God, not the person. We're not talking about someone in the sky. We're talking about spirit is what lives and moves and throughout all of us. It's there whether you recognize it or not. And we're to go forth and share that spirit that is within us. Now, when we think of this, this is what we were commanded to do. But sometimes, don't you hear truth as taught by Jesus Christ, and you're all in it, and then you begin to forget what you are, who you are, what you have learned. You begin to be drawn into peer pressure or accepting the collective beliefs, like God is out here punishing some and loving the others. We know that's not the truth of us, right? Because you're all sitting here, and we know that the truth of us is that spirit lives and moves through us. If you don't know that, please come to some classes. Yeah, so we can enlighten you and let you know how powerful you are, how strong you are, how great you are. Yeah. But how much do we buy into the belief of the one presence, one power? That's the key, is how much do you believe that? Even a tiny bit of belief is good, because remember the mustard seed? If you have faith, even as the size of a mustard seed, things can happen. Wherever you go, whatever you do, God is there expressing through you. That activity, that spirit moves through you. But we need to learn how to recognize it, don't we? It's moving through us always, but there are times when we've forgotten that it's there. We live, move, and have our being in that power. To believe in the one power is to believe there's nothing greater than God. Okay, so what's the test? Do you believe there's something greater than God out here? How about the news stories you hear? Do you believe all that is greater than God? You know, the one thing I practiced as a young truth student was the fact that there's nothing greater than God. I would say that no matter what was thrown at me, there's nothing greater than God. You know, that light is in us. We have to stir that light up so that in times of challenge, what happens? Hey, we grab hold. We grab hold. Now, what does that mean? Well, it may mean you're, through God expressing through you, may say, call so-and-so. Ask them to pray with you. Or it may say, go forth and help your neighbor. Or give a helping hand to a charity. Those things are things that we can do of our spiritual self. You know, the more you give yourself permission to dare to believe, the more we open up to the fullness of life. you know, Jesus Christ came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. How do we do that? How do we do that? We do that by lifting our consciousness to the light of the risen Christ within each and every one of us. And then not only lift your thoughts up to that, which is your consciousness, but walk the talk. You know? Because if I go around, oh, and my head hung down, and oh, I don't know what I'm going to do, I don't have. Is that walking the talk?
No.
Walking the talk is knowing that somehow, somewhere, there is a solution to whatever it is I'm going through. And I need to get what? Still? You think that'll help?
No.
Yes, it will. To get still and listen. Get still. That's not fair. I didn't tell the other part of that sentence. To get still and listen. What does that mean? That means prayer work.
Prayer work.
Yeah. Prayer work, meditation, getting quiet, getting in that stillness that is within you. Charles Fillmore wrote, resurrection takes place when the whole person, spirit, soul, and body, when we bring all that into our Christ consciousness, into our heart state of thinking, That's our wholeness. That's our life. We all have moments daily when we feel the joy of spirit moving through us. At least I think I can speak for everyone, right? Yeah. We all have those moments when we feel that moving through us, when we know what we know what we know. And when we know that that still small voice within has just spoken to us, and this is the direction, we have all the tools we need to overcome adversity. You and I are overcomers, but we must what? We have to listen within. And then not only listen, walk the talk. When you get that message, where to go? I always laugh because I say I could be a billionaire if I had stepped out in faith on some of the ideas that have come through me. But we doubt sometimes, don't we? What can overcome doubt? Knowing who you are overcomes doubt. Knowing what you are removes the shadows. Knowing that you lift yourself out of darkness and into the light. But we want to come to a lot of conclusions how intellectually, just by the human mind. Just by what we're reading on reading, what we see on TV. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not expressing the light. The light is turning within. Breathing, take a deep breath with me now. And as you let it out, feel yourself settling into a state of peace. Yeah. To walk in the light of Christ isn't just a mental exercise. It's a lived experience. To really get into this, we have to remember that First, do a self-awareness test. Where are your thoughts? What do you think about? What do you hold on to all day? When your mind is wondering, where are those thoughts? Are they on lack? Are they on need? Are they on, or are they on love and peace and plenty? You know, that's a way we can see. Are we more in the mental exercise, or are we more into the spiritual exercise? To walk in the Christ light isn't, we often think that it's going to be a hard thing to do, but it really isn't hard when you think about it, because we get the guidance we need when we take the time to do what? Affirm positive statements. That helps align our minds with the truth. Claim our inheritance. Within us is everything we need. Action, action, action. Concrete actions that reflect love and compassion of Christ. And this is a big one, forgive. Have you forgiven anyone lately? You know, forgiving is not just a one-time effort. We would like it to be a one-time effort. But as we're moving into the light, we have lessons to learn, don't we? And we might do little oopsies. Yeah. Forgive, forgive, forgive. And not only others, forgive yourself. Mm-hmm. Have you forgiven yourself lately? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Forgive yourself. Mm-hmm. I like the way Jesus Christ said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive yourself, because you have forgotten what you are. You're a spiritual being. Who you are is, I'm Vernetta. You're Charlene. You're Judy. That's your personality, is who you are. But what you are, your very essence, your spirit, made from spirit, your lifted up to that, with that light within you by spirit. Yeah. So after the resurrection, what happens? That's your choice. Just as the disciples were commissioned to go and teach the word, guess what? So are you. When you know, anybody, mother used to tell them, when you know better, you should do better.
Yes.
Same thing with this truth. When we know this truth, we use it. Use it for our daily lives. Yeah, walk that talk. That's what we say here in Unity. Walk the talk. Walk what we practice. Walk what we teach. And you know what? You can't just get it always on a Sunday morning. Take time to go out on sites like Truth Unity. Pick some of our leaders, Emily Cady, Aaron Butterworth, Charles Fillmore, our co-founder. Study some of their things. We have a booklet here now, Mornings with Myrtle. A wonderful booklet to get you started. Wonderful booklet to get you started. Because it uplifts you, and those prayers in there that will walk you through setting an intention for your day. Setting an intention for your day. So, want to walk in the light? It takes some spiritual work. It takes digging deep. It takes getting within your yourself by settling down into that peace within. And then going forth, not only just talking, but walking the truth that Jesus Christ came here to teach us. And one of those truths is that we can rise daily. It's never too late. You can always lift yourself up to that light of the Christ within you. Mm-hmm. You know, consciousness is everything we hear, see, taste, whatever, all this stuff out here. Christ consciousness is your connection to spirit, to that Christ within. And for me, that's the goal. And guess what? That's my goal for each one of you sitting out here, to come into the awareness of the Christ consciousness that is within you. And that's what I'm blessing you, sending blessings for you to attain. So how do we begin? Well, we begin with prayer. We begin with prayer. And I want us to begin with the Lord's Prayer, with the prayer that Jesus Christ taught us to say. So let's affirm it together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
Amen.
Now take a deep breath and let's settle into a moment of, a few moments of meditation. One breath, one thought away. way. My inner guidance leads me to others who desire joy and success in their lives and are drawn to me to seek and to understand truth. And we uplift one another. That high state of consciousness of the Christ. And as I deepen my spiritual practice of the spiritual laws that were taught by Jesus Christ, I more fully recognize that I am a spiritual being. I am the light, experiencing life as a human being. I am. No need to seek peace outside of me, to think that people or places will bring me peace. Peace is within. I am peace through my connection to Christ, through that spirit that moves in and through me. This journey, my heart is open. I know that within me lies the potential to express Christ fully and beautifully. Shines brightly, illuminating the path for others to awaken to their own divine potential. And for all that I am, and for the awareness of that which is within me, I say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. Shining our lights out into the universe, out past these doors. And as scripture tells us, and if I am lifted up, I will draw others unto me. will draw others into knowing that they are spiritual beings also. Bless you.
In the 80s, you light up my life. So many nights I'd sit by my window waiting for someone to sing me this song. So many dreams I kept them inside me, alone in the dark. Now you come along and you light up my life. You give me hope to carry on. You light up my days and fill my nights with song. Adrift on the water, but I find it me. I'm heading for home, finally a chance to say, hey, I found you. Never